Committee meeting of Monday, May 12th, 2025, and ask Christine to please call the roll.
Council President Bitterberg?
Here.
Council Vice President Govindarajan?
Here.
Alder Verbeer?
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole?
Here.
Alder Madison?
Here.
Alder Evers? Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. We have no general public comment, so we'll go to disclosures and recusals. Are there any disclosures or recusals on items on today's agenda? Alder Vitiver.
Disclose on item 4, I'm an employee of Department of Health Services. That will not affect my vote.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any further disclosures or recusals? Seeing none, then we'll move to the consent agenda. Are there any items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Alder Madison.
Thank you, Mayor. Item number 7, mostly just for questions.
Item 7. Are there any other items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, then can I get a motion, please, on the consent agenda, which will include items 2 through 6 and item 8?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt those items with the recommendations therein. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing none, items 2 through 6 and 8 are adopted with their recommendations. And we'll go to item 7, which is Legistar 88123, amending the police department's operating budget and authorizing the mayor and chief of police or designee to accept a juvenile justice Title II grant award from the state of Wisconsin Department of Justice in the amount of $60,000 for pass-through funding to the Rainbow Project and focused interruption and additional funding for police overtime and benefits for the Madison Community Healing through Support and Education Initiative to provide violence prevention support to juvenile system involved and at-risk youth. On item 7, can I get a motion, please?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item 7. Are there questions for staff? Alder Madison?
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. I really just want to ask if someone could just give an overview of the program or programs. And I'm really just interested in how they're measuring the success of the programming.
Yeah. Assistant Chief Valente is here.
Great question, Alder. This is a grant that
your audio kind of sounds like you're far away.
How about now?
Perfect.
Okay, I'll sit closer to the screen so you'll have a very close view. Thanks for your question. This is a grant that we're very excited about. As we know, violence can impact our community, and often it impacts people that were not directly involved in the incident. So sometimes the criminal justice system tends to think in terms of witnesses, victims, suspects, but there are people who live in an apartment complex, for example, who might have heard about violence in their apartment complex or heard shots or had a friend of a friend who's affected, and that vicarious trauma really exists. And we have not, to this point in the police department, found a program to be able to really sufficiently address that. So when this grant opportunity came about and the opportunity to partner or continue our partnership with Focus Interruption, but also the Rainbow Coalition, who specializes in providing kind of rapid response to people in crisis, this was an opportunity that we leapt at. We know that sometimes the cycle of violence can be such that it continues because people have no way to break that cycle. And this is an exciting opportunity because we have the possibility of introducing people who perhaps may not be feel as though they trust the police, but we can identify the people that need these services through the police and then introduce individuals who could interrupt that cycle of violence through counseling, whether it's Focus Interruption or the Rainbow Coalition. And so it's really providing services to people in the community who are in need when they've been traumatized by violence.
And then in terms of go ahead. No, you go ahead if you're going to say something.
I think in terms of measuring success, frankly, getting the these types of services to any individuals in the community, I think would be a positive measure as opposed to not having some of those services available through the police department at this point.
So following up, just I guess the biggest thing I want to understand is how are you all, is there a method to track whether or not folks are accepting of the resources or that the referrals were made and, you know, that kind of thing?
Yes, I anticipate there will be tracking in that regard. Kind of how we see the grant working is that when police respond to areas of violence or where a violent incident has been committed in the community, we often do interact with a variety of people and can then take down information to help connect people with resources. So our goal wouldn't be, of course, to be documenting names for police purposes, but merely for a referral purposes. I know that officers often do encounter people who have experienced vicarious trauma, and having that additional resource available is very empowering for the officer, but also very important for the community member who really might not have another way to resolve the situation.
Thank you. And then how long, is this an annual grant or is this a one-year grant or what's the length of this particular grant?
This is a limited opportunity that came about for us. And so it looks like the grant funds would be available through starting the 1st of July. And then I would believe that we'd probably deplete the funds fairly quickly. So I wouldn't anticipate that it would go much longer than throughout the year.
Gotcha. And then my last thing is if I would just ask if Chief Patterson or whomever would be in the role, you know, at the time of reporting, could just report back to give an update on how this grant went, like, you know, what was gained. Not, of course, you know, people's information, but in general, did it work to, you know, increase referrals? Did you see more people taking part? Those sort of things. Like, that's what I would like to know.
After. Absolutely. Yep.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there additional questions on this item? If not, I have just one. Chief Valenta, I want to make sure that this was developed and will be implemented in concert with the VPU out of Public Health.
Yes, I did not see that mentioned in here, but we enjoy our partnership with Public Health and we'll make sure that we make the proper connections there.
Because I feel like this is something that they are currently doing, and I know that it strains their resources, so they'll probably be grateful to have additional support, but I want to make sure that if they're working on some of this work and somebody else is working on some of this work, that we're taking the same approach and that we're measuring the same things and that it's well coordinated.
That's perfectly reasonable, and I'll personally make sure that occurs.
Thank you. Alder Evers?
Thanks, Mayor. Just in reading the accompanying verbiage in the file, it looks like this is a one-year juvenile justice grant, so I'm assuming that the monies, once they get appropriated and dispersed, they'll have a full year to be able to implement this. They won't be rushing to implement this by the end of the year. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. I think it's fair to say that there will be demand for this. So I believe that we will use the entirety of the grant.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Any additional questions for staff at this time? Alder Pritchett? You need to unmute yourself, Alder.
I have a quickie question, and it revolves around for those who witness, let's say, a violence, and we know that there's like a built-in fear because of retaliatory kinds of things that will happen. But you also mentioned, you know, like referrals for those individuals who have experienced it. So have you considered perhaps looking at the kinds of things, especially referrals for those individuals who are afraid to say something? And if not, you know, what kinds of things can you do to hopefully get them to report having seen something? The whole notion about if you see something, say something, but we know that there is a built-in fear of not saying something. How do we best engage them, and then what services are available to them should they decide to report?
I think fear is a very real thing in some communities, so I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. I think it's a very challenging situation because oftentimes people who have fear may not be engaging with the police department so that we can identify them to provide those services. But it is my hope that neighbors do talk to neighbors on occasion, and if we can make a positive connection with one member of the community, of the neighborhood, of the complex, of the area that is affected, perhaps they'll have a conversation with their neighbor, and there will be a form of trust building that can occur, that maybe they wouldn't want to make a statement to police, but perhaps they'd be in a position that we might be able to make some sort of referral or connect with public health or some other avenue, but it's an opportunity to develop a relationship. But you do bring out, you know, one of the more challenging situations that we face is that sometimes people don't feel comfortable coming forward. So I think having an avenue other than law enforcement available, in this case to the police, is very positive.
Thank you, Alder. Any final questions for staff? Seeing none, item 7 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to recording unanimous and vote in favor of item 7? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 7. And that is the last item on our agenda. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone.